Good morning. It is 9 o'clock. Broadcasting from Foothill College, this is KFJC, Los Altos Hills. And yes, it is time yet again for another edition of the Norman Bates Memorial Soundtrack Show. And because we're celebrating Vinylthon this weekend, everything on the show today will be from vinyl. So we'll be playing all the music that you've gradually grown to trust over the course of several generations. Soundtracks, show tunes, television themes. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the best music you ever saw.
The movie star, oh, and the rest. Americans I love.
Last, the film you thought you'd never have to see. The great rock and roll swindle. The staggering story of the punk group that wrung the neck of rock and roll. Sex Pistols, a kamikaze gang of cat burglars and child prostitutes, they peddled bondage whips and chains to the children of Britain. Business to ransom and swindle £1 million in the process. Sex Pistols. They stuck a safety pin through Her Majesty's nose and turned the national press into an occupied zone. Sex Pistols. They smuggled a great train robber into the top 10 and destroyed the myths of their own success. Yes, the kids are f***ed up. See the film that incriminates its audience. The Great Rock and Roll Swindle, starring Sid Vicious, the John Travolta of punk. If everyone has 50 minutes of stardom in them, Sid's watch was running fast. Now his ambition is to haunt the music business. Steve Jones, tea leaf, window cleaner and walking hairdo. The only notes that mattered to Jones were the ones that came in one.
I was only in for the birds after the show.
Paul Cook, an ugly, acrobatic punk from London's Shepherd's Bush. He called the Queen a moron.
Come on, blow waves. Unzip his trousers. Let's see what his Sex Pistol is all about.
Johnny Rotten. Was he really a hunchback antichrist with green teeth, or just another juvenile Bill Grundy serving time on Virgin Records? Ronnie Biggs, legendary mastermind behind the great train robbery.
Suppose you want to ask the famous question, where's all the money?
He never sang for Scotland Yard, but he burst his lungs for the Sex Pistols. Martin Bormann, Hitler's deputy, was just another starving Nazi on the run until he joined the Sex Pistols. Now he's receiving royalties from Virgin Records. Mary Millington, fully cantilevered and gorgeous. She thought she'd tried everything until she met the Sex Pistols. Malcolm McLaren, a modern-day Fagin, conjuring cash from chaos. He was the architect of this fabulous ruin. Look on his works, ye mighty, and despair.
Would you say that punk rock is finally dead?
That's the most laughable question I've heard this year. Who killed Bambi?
No one is innocent, but some are more guilty than others. Are you part of the great rock and roll swindle? Risk seeing it and find out.
What a well-written promotion, don't you think? That's the trailer to The Great Rock and Roll Swindle. This is KFJC 89.7 on your FM dial and the Norman Bates Memorial Soundtrack Show. And all Vinylthon weekend, that's on, it's a 45, 7-inch. We started off this morning with John Williams music from the television series Checkmate. And Little Roger and the Goosebumps, Stairway to Gilligan's Island. And that brings us up to where we are, which is right here, right now, that Vinylthon is happening today and tomorrow because, well, you know, it just is. It's a opportunity to celebrate vinyl records of all shapes, colors, and sizes. And, you know, hearing the Rock and Roll Swindle by the Sex Pistols reminds me about some other cool thing coming up soon.
Let the mayhem begin.
Yes, it's the return of the KFJC Psychotronic Film Festival. Saturday night, Mayhem the 4th, 7 to 11 p.m., room 5015 on the Foothill College campus.
I don't think I've ever seen anything quite like this before.
A $5 donation benefits KFJC, and there's no cost for parking.
And where did you acquire this useless information, you tiresome thesaurus?
16mm films, the vinyl of visuals. Cartoons, movie trailers, old commercials, short subjects.
My joy, my heaven on earth, my very paradise.
Saturday night, Mayhem the 4th, 7 to 11 p.m., room 5015 on the Foothill College campus. Go to kfjc.org for more information.
This is going to be fun!
May the 4th be with you for Psychotronic. KFJC, your source for the Psychotronic. That's absolutely correct. I'm getting excited about it, aren't you? Always really fun things. And may the 4th be with you. Well, be some additional surprises that'll happen. So mark your calendar right now for the Psychotronic Film Festival. So going back to vinyl, here's something that I bought at the Dickens Fair, and I don't know how many decades ago this was, but there was a one of the performing acts there was the Brass Band, and what they were doing was they had a 7-inch single that they were selling along with their performance. So I've never seen this anywhere else. I've never seen this, you know. So here it is. The Brass Band, Rocky Meets Moose, on your source for sound, KFJC.
Guiding you through this wondrous journey is the hypnotic sound of the Twilight Zone.
Manhattan Transfer with the Twilight Zone. This is 89.7 KFJC and the Norman Bates Memorial Soundtrack Show. You know, back in the old days, if you really liked music from television and movies, you could never get it. It was never available. So if you wanted music from the Twilight Zone, you ended up getting something like this, because this would be like the closest you could get. Well, things have changed. Well, speaking of the twilight, that this is not when things start getting dark, but when things start getting bright. Did you know that this weekend it is the Lyrids meteor shower, that it happens late Sunday night and goes to early Monday morning? So it really is, because we have a full moon right now. So it's kind of the best time to look is between when the moon sets and when dawn approaches. So, yeah, so you have to get up very early. But this is pretty incredible, because that this is this meteor shower is typically like 10 to 20 meteors an hour. And sometimes there can be a surge outburst where there can be like 100 meteors flying through. But of course, you know, like we're kind of stuck in the Bay Area, and if we're down the valley, you know, we've got all the lights around us, so you have to get to some place that is a little out of the civilized area. And fortunately, we've got a lot of hills and mountains, and of course the seashore. If you'd like to learn more, you can go to earthsky.org, earthsky.org. That's actually the website for Deborah Bird. And I don't know how many remember when they used to run Stardate on KQED, but she was the producer behind Stardate, and she's very much into the skies and constellations and everything else. And so she has this nonprofit website to help people learn more about the stars and the sky above us. So that's earthsky.org. And for those of you who already know, that what you'd be doing is you're looking for the constellation Lyra, the harp, and the brightest star in that constellation is Vega, and the display of meteors, the showers, will happen just a little up and to the right of Vega. So go to earthsky.org to find out more. And there you go. So let's, of course, everybody knows Raymond Scott from all the music of his that he composed that ended up in Warner Brothers cartoons. But he did lots of different things. And here is a children's thing that he did very long time ago called Rocket to the Moon. Raymond Scott, KFJC, your source for sound.
All passengers for Moon Rocket number 1, report to elevator platform.
We're going to be passengers on the first rocket to the moon. We'll live in this rocket for 8 days and nights. We're going 250,000 miles into space to circle the moon and then return to Earth. We're on a mountain near the equator. On the launching field, our rocket ship points straight up, its tail resting on a metal ring set over a big hole in the ground. That's so the blast of the rockets won't hurt anything.
Moon rocket passengers, please board.
Here we go in the elevator to the door about halfway up on the rocket ship. We enter, and the door is sealed behind us.
Captain to passengers, fasten safety belts, please. We're preparing to blast. Five. Four.
Rocket away, rocket away, by rocket to the moon. In just 8 minutes, the Earth behind us looks like a giant balloon.
Captain, Captain, stop the rocket. I left my wallet in another suit. It isn't in my pocket.
You won't need your wallet here, 1,000 miles from the atmosphere.
Ooh.
We're on the first moon rocket. But someday, men will be traveling to the planets. There are 9 important planets circling our sun.
Little Mercury is first.
Then Venus with its clouds galore.
Then comes Earth, our mother planet.
And reddish Mars is number 4.
Jupiter is next, a real giant.
And Saturn with its shining rings.
Uranus 7 and Neptune 8.
And far out frigid Pluto swings.
But little Mercury is first.
Why can't we go to the planets now?
There just isn't time. Why, Pluto, for instance, is 3,800,000,000 miles from the sun.
Well, say, if we can't go to a planet, why can't we visit a star?
That's even farther.
6,000,000,000 miles away, that's the nearest star. And there isn't anyone who knows how far the far ones are. If we started in this rocket for the nearest one, we would all have long white beards and the trip would hardly be begun, begun, begun,
would hardly be begun.
From the golden age of local television, this is 89.7 KFJC and the Norman Bates Memorial Soundtrack Show. I'm your host, Robert Emmett. That was the theme to Dialing for Dollars on KTVU-TV, Channel 2. Maybe some of you recognize that. It's funny, I found it. I found it in a used record store for 10 cents a very long time ago. And well, we also heard another local television theme, although it didn't start out that way, that we also heard the theme to Captain Satellite. So kids that grew up in the Bay Area a long, long time ago, that if you remember Captain Satellite, that was the theme that they played, and it was David Rose's theme to Forbidden Planet. David Rose had written a score to Forbidden Planet, but MGM decided to go with something that, you know, the electronic score that that ends up being there. So David Rose released the Forbidden Planet as a single, and it got used. So between Dialing for Dollars and the theme to Captain Satellite was the Steinway Pianola. Somebody cut a player piano version of the Rocky Horror Science Fiction double feature song. And so that was a player piano that was doing that. It started off, of course, with Raymond Scott doing Rocket to the Moon. And let's play some more music, shall we? This All Vinyl Weekend here on 12-inch Black Vinyl, Elmer Bernstein doing the main theme to The Sweet Smell of Success. KFJC, your source for sound. The Sweet Smell of Success, music by Elmer Bernstein. This is 89.7 KFJC and the Norman Bates Memorial Soundtrack Show.
A On the weekend of the 20th of April, the Darts will release their new album, Boomerang.
Tune into 89.7 FM. Hear these high-energy ladies live in the pits.
The visual.
Or watch the high-definition live cam at kfjc.org.
With hosts Dr. Doug and Carson Street. That's Saturday, April 20th from 12 to 3 p.m.
kfjc.org for more details.
That's right. The Darts are going to be on this afternoon, part of Carson Street's Eclectic Avenue show. So stick around. They're a fun group, and they've got great music. So listen and obey. Here's music by Jerry Goldsmith. That Chinatown is kind of one of his definitive scores. And the story is that they had hired a different composer who started at the very beginning of the production and was kind of on set and was doing all this stuff and produced and delivered an entire score for the movie. And then they didn't like it. And that happens a lot. And it just didn't feel like it worked. So they called Jerry Goldsmith up, and I think he only had like 7 or 8 days to put something together, which is very short time. So he didn't write a lot of music for Chinatown, but what he did was very memorable. On your source for sound, KFJC.
Thank you.
Alfred Newman music right there, and that was from The Diary of Anne Frank. This is 89.7 KFJC and the Norman Bates Memorial Soundtrack Show. I'm your host, Robert Emmett. We also heard Bernard Herrmann's opening to Vertigo. Nelson Riddle did Wistfulness, which was a track that was included on the vinyl soundtrack to the television show The Untouchables. And Jerry Goldsmith started us off with Chinatown. Well, the Smithsonian Institute has a traveling show called The Bias Inside Me. And it's at Santa Clara University Library this weekend, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., and tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m., and the Santa Clara University Library is at 500 El Camino Real on the Santa Clara University campus. So what this is, The Bias Inside Me is in their first floor lobby, and it's images, some interactives, and some videos that sort of unpacks and demystifies the concept of bias. It goes into implicit and explicit bias and how they show up in product design or architecture or advertising and technology as well. So you can go to... I apologize for the for the address, but it's libguides, libguides.scu.edu/tbiu. So libguides.scu.edu/tbiu. And if you go there, there's also an online exhibit that if you can't get to the library today or tomorrow. So The Bias Inside Me at the Santa Clara University Library today from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. and tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. libguides.scu.edu/tbiu. There's a mouthful. Well, I think it's time for breakfast. Here's Danny Elfman on your source for sound, KFJC. You know, that's the thing that I really missed about vinyl, didn't you? The pops and the scratches. Well, it is Vinyl-Thon this weekend on KFJC. Everything is on vinyl. This is 89.7, broadcasting from Foothill College. This is KFJC, Los Altos Hills, the Norman Bates Memorial Soundtrack Show, and Bob and Ray.
How many will you be?
One.
You'll be one?
Yes.
Sit right here.